Good day. I'm Paige Estrutori with Financial Services Online, here to bring you the weekly insurance news wrap for Australia this Sunday, February 16, 2025. In a win for businesses down under, Marsh's Commercial Price Monitor reported a significant decline in insurance rates for the final quarter of 2025. Our region led the way with an 8% reduction, making it the biggest drop worldwide. The ripple effect was also seen in the UK with a 5% decrease, Asia at 3%, and a modest 2% reduction in Europe and Canada. Interestingly, the US rates remained stable, while Latin America experienced a 1% hike. John Donnelly of Marsh outlined the beneficial impacts, while also drawing our attention to the challenges still looming large in the US casualty sector. This marks the second consecutive quarter of overall rate reductions, a sure sign of brighter days for businesses and consumers. While we're on the subject of insurance, a lesson in restraint and the importance of starting on the right foot came out of Perth this week. DBD Developments, a local construction firm, was penalized for leaping into construction work without the mandatory home indemnity insurance. The firm was slapped with a $3,500 fine, plus additional $736 in costs for beginning the project in January 2022, yet only securing the vital insurance in July of the same year. This kind of transgression can undermine consumer protection and industry integrity, and underlines the need to fulfill legal obligations. Historically, the HII is a safety net for residential projects over $20,000, protecting homeowners in the event builders fail to complete the work due to circumstances such as insolvency. This case serves as a reminder of the importance of compliance. Lastly, but certainly not least, we turn our attention to New South Wales, where a major property company is facing the heat from a compliance audit. ISS Property Services is under the microscope following the discovery of discrepancies in their workers' compensation self-insurance system. The regulator, CERA, has issued a strict plan of action, which includes a comprehensive remediation strategy coupled with monthly progress updates. In addition, a quality assurance program must be implemented to assure efficient claims management in the future. The case of ISS underscores the necessity of meeting and exceeding compliance standards to secure workers' rights, and is a reminder for all self-insurers of the diligence of regulatory bodies in safeguarding these rights. That rounds out our weekly insurance news. Remember, staying informed is crucial in navigating the ever-evolving insurance landscape. I'm Paige Estrutori for Financial Services Online. For more helpful information on personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and keep focused until we meet again next week for another wrap of the week's top insurance stories.